Hello, Pastor Deborah here. Once again, we are in another episode of the wonderful personal and true story of me, Pastor Deborah, of my spiritual death and spiritual resurrection. That's right. I died. Well, Jan died, the first me in my soul, and then a new me arose from my spirit, Deborah. And here in the School of Light, this true story is called It's Time. It happened to me years ago, and I'm just now getting around to telling it to you. And this is going to be episode number 30. And the title is Still More Questions. Oh, I had gone through a death on a cross, but I didn't know it. Then I was taken out of my body spiritually by God Himself and put in another physical body on an altar with Satan standing over me with a knife. He wanted to kill Jan because he was being affected in his kingdom by my light, my love, my prayers, and the activities I was doing to help Satanists and witches and the international Illuminati all around the world. Light was coming to darkness. Demonic spirits were being cast out of people. People were choosing to have the Christ, the living Word of God, God Himself, in their spirit. And people were dying for Him. So Satan wanted to get rid of me. So this earthquake, these horrible things that were happening to his children that he had raised in multiple personalities, demonic spirits, horrible torture and trauma, sort of like Manchurian candidates, that everything could return to normal in the kingdom of darkness. But that wasn't God's plan. So after I went through that experience, I had to learn who I was now, Deborah. And I learned that I was to be a god, just like my father, the King of Heaven, the great I Am. I didn't know what that meant. Religion never taught me. I didn't get it from reading the Bible or watching the movies. But slowly through the years, because God set me down at home for 2 years when I was helping my father who was ill as his power of attorney. He taught me and taught me from the Bible, from the books, from the Strong's Concordance, the Webster's Dictionary, who I really was spiritually and the patterns that I needed to learn. But I still had more questions. And that's where we're going to pick up in this episode, number 30. The spiritual lessons were just beginning, even after 2 years of transformation and testing. There was so much more for me, Deborah, the new spiritual identity, image, and likeness called Deborah, to learn. And so will you. Deborah was being filled daily with the new spiritual wine of life, light, truth, justice, glory, revelations, over and over, word by word, day by day. And I, Deborah, still had so many more questions to ask of my Heavenly Father, the great I Am. You might call Him by a different name. He's the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, that spiritual realm that everybody hopes to go to. They may call it paradise or heavens, but they hope to get there because that would be a blessing instead of going to hell, the underworld, and be tortured by things. I had so many questions to ask Him, and I needed His deep spiritual answers, His revelations. Lots of His new wine I had to drink. His truths, His knowledge, His revelations. And I had to get personal, spiritual, classroom experiences. Yeah, personal ones. And I had to do lots of reading, meditating, thinking, looking up words in the dictionary, the Strong's Concordance, maybe just one word. And then I had to ask Him, through His Holy Spirit, my teacher, what that meant, because I didn't have the understanding. So the Spirit of Truth would be right there with me, inside my spirit now, with Deborah, that was the spirit part of me, to get everything in order, to fully help spiritually renew my spiritual mind as a spiritual offspring of this God, of His image and likeness that you find in Genesis 1, 26 and 28, that was also like Christ, the living Word, a God myself. You think about that. That's almost too unbelievable to believe. But Deborah, me, was slowly getting spiritually renewed, reborn, so to speak, sort of like a brand new baby. I had the light in me now, but I had to learn, just like a baby. I had to learn to talk, learn sounds, had to understand, had to have experiences. My spiritual heart and mind was beginning to get and grow into the fullness of understanding of what my likeness and image of the Heavenly Father meant. I had to go back again and read Genesis 1, 26 through 28. I was made in the image and after the likeness of God. God is both a male and a female. The father's side is the king, the ruler, the leader. And his mother's side, agape, love, joy, and peace. I was both, two in one. And he was in me, and I was in him. So one plus one equals one. We were one now. But I still had more questions about life in eternity and what it was like. What was I going to be doing? Would I travel to new lands, to new planets, to new worlds for the kingdom of heaven? If you look through the Hubble telescope, you see the galaxies are still growing. There's so many stars and galaxies, stars dying, being born, more planets. Was I going to go to one of those? A new earth? God told us that He wasn't going to destroy this earth by water anymore, but by fire. So I kind of saw something in a Superman movie where a star, like a sun, started coming closer or exploding on Krypton, and it blew the planet up. Well, that was kind of my visual example of how the earth might end, by our solar system sun, which they tell us is slowly burning out, will explode, and this whole solar system of 9 or 10 planets will disappear. Of course, while that's all happening, all of the human spirits will be up in heaven, along with the demonics, and judgment day will occur. I wanted to know, would I be a king, a ruler, a shepherd over lambs? Would I be in charge of cities and judging the nations? Even then, what was the new earth going to be like? Where was it going to be? What was I going to do? I had more questions than I ever thought about when I was in religion, going to different denominations, Christianity. I've even studied the Quran. I've studied Confucius and Buddhism, Taoism and the ancient Greeks and Romans and the ancient Gnostics. I had so many questions. So I had to study, read, study, look on YouTube for free movies about history and ancient civilizations. Deborah, the new me, did not know that the Heavenly Father desired for me to drink freely and daily of His new wine, of His spiritual information, knowledge, truth, revelations. So I, me, Deborah, could completely spiritually renew my spiritual heart and mind to become spiritually all my Heavenly Father spiritually desired for me to be, to develop into, to spiritually mature into. If you look at both animals, plants, and humans, everybody started as a seed, sort of speaking. Development had to occur. A right conditions and food and light. Adakam. Experiences. Plants have lots of experience with wind and rain and snow. Animals, the same thing, through the seasons. And so do babies. Babies, their brains take, and their bodies need daily food. Same way with plants and animals, to grow. But the new me, Deborah, did not know that this new spiritual identity would go into eternity with her and whatever lay ahead. I even have questions now. Does my spirit take on the look of my physical body? My physical body was developed by physical DNA. The hair color, the eyes color, the physical body of male or female, your height, your skin color. I'm curious. Now I want to know, what does my spirit's body look like? Does it take on different looks? Sometimes in the past, I actually looked like an American Indian, a Cherokee. There was Cherokee in my DNA, an Iroquois, and Apache. That was from my mother's side. From my father's side, DNA was Northern Ireland, Druids, probably some Vikings. So I'm curious. Or is my spirit just light, and it's filled with different colors? You know, there's so many, if you study the Bible, and there's so many different creatures. Oh my gosh, some of them are so unbelievable. Some are just light, wheels within wheels, horses, lions. Some have swords and wings. It's incredible. So I'm asking him now, what will my spirit look like? Will I be a male or a female? Some interesting questions. I'm still seeking truth and wine and revelations. Even though I was getting new spiritual information, a new identity, a new name, a new nature, a new image and likeness, and many new things were coming into my knowledge, just like a baby, learning, watching, growing, learning how to walk, exercising, going to school, kindergarten, elementary, middle, high school, college, growing, learning, being tested all the time. I didn't know what was awaiting for me. I was wondering, would I have to spiritually overcome even more spiritual things, as Christ Jesus was showing us and revealed to us in the book of Revelations that was written by John. We'll have to go through that. That's just so interesting. In that book, this Jesus was talking to John on the island of Patmos, telling him about future events that were to happen, so John could tell us to be prepared and not be fearful. If I, Deborah, needed to or had to overcome still more things in my new spiritual life, which I did, that were displeasing to the Lord, he would, 1, give Deborah to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise, the Garden of Eden of God. Did you know that? It's still there, and the Garden of Eden is still on the planet. It's just hidden. The entrance is hidden. But if you do certain things and gain certain things, the entrance will be shown to you. That's right. And I had that happen. And I want to end right here. I don't want to go too far into the new things that were going to happen. I just want you to ponder what I've talked about so far, which is a lot. And we'll pick up in the next episode and continue learning what more new things I, Pastor Deborah, had to learn as a new spiritual being from being an old, horrible creature named Jan. All right, I'll talk to you again in the next episode. Bye-bye. This is Pastor Deborah.